So it's good to kind of break down what's going on in today's gospel. So just a little bit of context. This is the last chapter of John, in the book of John. And at this point, Jesus has already resurrected from the dead. He's already appeared to the disciples two other times after he's resurrected from the dead. This is the third time that he is appearing to them and saying, I'm God. I'm showing you. I'm proving to you. Three times. This is the third time. And so he has given them power at this point and authority. When he has appeared to them, he has given them power and authority to go out. Go out and baptize. Go give the good news. God is alive. I'm not some guy in the sky. Go and preach the gospel. Tell people to repent. Change their lives. So he's commissioned them with this authority to go out and do something. And what does Jesus do as he finds them today? He finds them fishing. Although they have this authority, this ability now, they've been commissioned to go out, they've gone to their former way of life. They were fishermen before they found Jesus, and Jesus resurrects from the dead. They followed him and saw everything that he did, all the miracles. He's given them something to do, and then just back to our old selves. We're just going to go right back to fishermen. I would say, and I hope God won't be mad that I'm going to say this, but I would say that the apostles were procrastinators. The apostles procrastinated. What does procrastination mean? This is the best definition I found. Procrastination is not doing nothing, but doing everything else except for the one thing that I'm supposed to be doing. The busiest person with the most full schedule can be a procrastinator. If he's not doing or she's not doing the thing I'm supposed to be doing right now. I have a million other things going on. But a procrastinator is constantly not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So the disciples, again, they didn't sit back. They didn't relax. They weren't just hanging out. They weren't doing nothing. Jesus found them doing something. And it was not what they were supposed to be doing. They're fishing. Jesus is like, I'm not asking you to do that. I never commissioned you to do that. Why are you going back to your former way of life? They're procrastinators. Oftentimes, when we think of procrastination, we think of tests and quizzes and house chores and so on and so forth. But the one thing that God is very clear that we, myself included, that we should be doing and not procrastinating on is our relationship with Him. And what do? We're constantly hitting the snooze button when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. Oh, I'll pray later. Oh, I have a full schedule. Oh, I have kids. And I'm not diminishing anything that anybody has here. But we are procrastinators. We're just like the disciples. Lent was here. We were right on track. We were praying. We were going to mass. We were doing things. We were on a mission, eradicating sin out of our lives. We're celebrating Jesus' resurrection. Jesus is alive. And now after Lent, we've gone, a lot of us, to our former way of life. We're back on TikTok, endless scrolling, falling back into sin, impurity, fill in the blank, barely praying. I'm not judging anybody's spiritual life here. But we need to talk about what we're doing. We're just like them. We're procrastinators. Again, procrastination is not doing nothing, but doing everything else except for the one thing I'm supposed to be doing, Him, my relationship with Him. Everything else should be secondary. He's on the bottom of our list oftentimes throughout our day. And so, again, this growing in our relationship with Jesus. Even the busiest person can be the biggest procrastinator. Just want to go through two signs and we'll wrap up. Two signs of a procrastinator when it comes to my relationship with Jesus. Sign number one of procrastination when it comes to my spiritual life, my relationship with Jesus, is I treat my time with Jesus as a contract versus a covenant. There's a difference between a covenant and a contract. Contracts are not personal. It's what I do when I sign a lease for a vehicle. Contracts are, again, they're not personal. It's like a business transaction. A contract is an agreement between two people. And oftentimes when we pray in our spiritual lives, when we do finally show up to prayer, it's a contract. I've shown up. It's not personal. I've said all these things. I've read my scriptures. I don't even know what I read. I'm halfway through the Mass. I don't even know what I prayed. I prayed the rosary. I don't know how I'm done with it because I don't even remember saying one Hail Mary. It's a contract. It's not personal. Procrastination. A covenant, on the other hand. Covenant is complete opposite of a contract. A covenant is an exchange of people. We have a covenant with Jesus. It's what married couples have. They don't sign a contract. They enter into a covenant. I've exchanged myself for you, spouse. You're exchanging yourself completely to me, spouse. We've entered into a covenant. I don't have a contract. We have a covenant with Jesus. He's given himself completely to us, and we're called to give ourselves completely to him, especially when we pray. But it's contractual. I showed up, check, 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 and nothing changes. Because it's a contract and it's not a covenant. Covenants are meant to be personal, an exchange of people. So the procrastinator prays like a contract. The disciple prays like a covenant. My time with Jesus is uninterrupted when I go to prayer. So I tell people, do not pray the scriptures from your phone. It's like the enemy is just waiting for us to grab our phone and reading my scripture verses so I can be completely distracted. Or that phone call that comes in. Our time, a covenant with Jesus, is me giving uninterrupted, authentic, real time where I'm giving myself completely to Jesus and Jesus gets to completely give himself to me. If we're not doing that, we're procrastinators. We can procrastinate. There's a difference between a man who prays and a man of prayer. Let me repeat that. There's a difference between a man who prays or a woman who prays and a man or woman of prayer. Praying's easy. We're going to do it all throughout this Mass. It doesn't mean I am a prayerful man or woman at this Mass. It means I just said a bunch of words. That's procrastination. What am I supposed to be doing right now while I'm at Mass? I'm thinking of everything else that I have to do after I leave Mass. I'm thinking about everything else as I'm entering into prayer, but I am not giving a covenant to Jesus. There's not an exchange between two people when I come to Mass, pray my scriptures, pray my rosary. That's sign number one. Treat my prayer as a contract, not a covenant. Sign number two of procrastination and final sign. There's so many, but I'll just talk about two today. Sign number two of procrastination when it comes to my spiritual life is I am not coming back to Jesus throughout my day. I am not coming back to the fountain. We are thirsty. We are dying of thirst. And we turn to everything else, myself included, to satiate our thirst. Oh, I need a vacation. Oh, I just want to wind down and watch something on Netflix. Oh, I just want to fill in the blank. I want to spend time with friends. These are not bad things, but they don't satiate our thirst the way that Jesus wants to satiate our thirst. The longer I've been a priest, the more I'm realizing, even as a priest, that I need to spend more time throughout my day talking to Jesus. I need to spend more time in front of the Eucharist. I did my holy hour as a priest. I prayed my holy hour. I celebrated my Mass. I prayed my rosary. I'm usually done with that before I start my day. Then I go into my meetings. It's like, bye, Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow. And then guess what happens? Flames from the enemy are coming left and right. Flames of anxiety, flame of anger, flame of whatever it may be for you, of lust, of fill in the blank. Our prayer in the morning got us through the morning. What about the afternoon? What about the evening? Oh, I prayed in the morning. I did my morning prayers. It was probably a contract. I just rattled it off because I've been doing it for 10 years. Same morning prayer. Forget about Jesus. Peace out. I'll see you later. And then at the end of the night, I'm exhausted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. This is not coming back to the fountain. That's why things are not changing in our lives. If I'm coming back to the fountain, I know Jesus is the fountain, and I'm coming back to him throughout my day, guess what? Things are going to change in my life. We're being proactive this way. We're good at being reactive. Oh, I committed a sin. I need to go to confession. But if I'm actually being proactive throughout my day, going to the fountain, allowing him to satiate that thirst, then when he's operating in my life, the enemy, whatever dart he throws my way, it's going to just bounce right off and hit the floor. When we're not going back to Jesus throughout our day, opening up his word, or actually being focused in my one-on-one time with him, this is called self-reliance. I don't need you, Jesus. We don't actually think that. We don't say that. I never thought that. I never used to say, I'm self-reliant, I don't need you anymore. But I was seeing I kept was falling on my face. We're self-reliant. We're procrastinators. And that's why things haven't changed for us for years. And they won't change. Because we're not serious about prayer. We're not serious about really focusing on what I'm saying. I'm not serious about this intimacy with Jesus. This one-on-one quality time, coming back to the fountain, satiating my thirst, that changes people. That's what changes people. Lately, I've been reading Psalm 91. It's called soldiers pray when they're going into battle. Three times a day, every day, I'm not perfect at it, for the past month, I've been going back to Jesus the fountain. And I've been praying Psalm 91 because I'm going into a battle. You're going into a battle every single day. So our gear needs to be on. It's the word of God. We enter into it and we pray it. That's when we're serious. I'm finally serious about prayer in the past month. Things have been changing for me. I'm not as anxious as I used to be. Why? It's his word that I go back to when the darts are flying at me from the enemy. I'm a soldier. His soldier. We pride ourselves, oh, I'm tough. I'm a soldier of this world. We can be. I'm not putting anybody down. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be saying this to you. But we're procrastinators, brothers and sisters. Finally, St. Francis de Sales said every Christian needs a half hour of prayer each day. Except if you're busy, he said. If you're busy, you pray 1 hour a day. I like that beginning part of his quote. The busier you are, the more of Jesus we need. The more of his word we need. The more we run to the fountain of life. We keep procrastinating, brothers and sisters. We're going to not only go back to our former way of life, which some of us are there, it'll only go backward. I go to Mass every Sunday and nothing seems to be changing because we have to be serious about prayer. We have to be serious about the commander in chief, and his name is Jesus. Amen?